Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, it is commencement season, and in a moment, we're going to hear some excerpts from some of the best speeches around the region so far. But first, here's a speech you won't hear, but probably should. And here to tell us more is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna. And yes, if anyone you know is graduating from one of the four medical schools in Massachusetts, so that's Harvard, BU, Tufts, or UMass, then this is a speech you might want to share with them. Our headline on Common Health is, "Congrats, med school grad. Now it's time to find a therapist."
Okay, I'm just going to inject an immediate bit of little skepticism here. There are lots of other high stress careers that would be sound advice.
Yes, absolutely. But you could also say that medical training is uniquely stressful with its long hospital shifts. Like, doctors can work shifts of up to 28 hours starting this summer.
Oh, wow. Okay. So right after graduation. So long hours and, of course, patients were in dire straits. Mm-hmm. And there's so much to know, so much, literally life and death at stake here. So yeah, I can see how it's a recipe for mental distress.
It is. And so this speech is by Dr. Elizabeth Poorman. She's a local primary care doctor. She's based in Everett, and she graduated not so long ago herself and did a special project for us last year on how rampant depression is during medical training.
And she had it herself, right?
Yes. And she also talked about waiting to get help for her depression because she felt alone in the severe emotional toll that her training was taking. And she figured her mental state wasn't directly affecting her work performance. Here's a bit from her piece last year.
Our whole lives are work. So as long as you're able to get up and go to work and work these 16-hour shifts and do a good job, which I feel like I was doing at least a decent job, then it's fine. Then it's not a disorder. It's just, you know, some variation of normal life experience.
But, you know, she came to realize that feeling horrible sadness and impotence and terrible fear at work and going home and crying every night and having trouble sleeping, that's just not okay. And she came to find out that she wasn't alone in all of this. In fact, one study found that about 4% of med students are depressed before their internship, and that goes up to 26% during internship.
Huh. So what is Dr. Poorman's advice to that next generation of med school grads?
Well, so first in her speech, she does acknowledge the extraordinary upsides of working in medicine, that while there's so much pressure, there are also these great rewards.
You will know what it means to be the person that someone who is sick and frightened trusts because you have earned that trust. You will know what it means to walk a family through the death of their loved one, to bring peace to a harrowing and painful experience, which you will transform with your care into a time of loving goodbyes and healing. But those joys will come at a cost to you.
Mm. And that cost, Carrie, is that heightened risk for depression.
Depression and even suicide. In fact, one study found that nearly a quarter of interns had suicidal thoughts. So Poorman argues in her speech that given the risks, a therapist can help young doctors recognize what they're going through and also give them someone to call for help.
Even as you slowly lose touch with friends and loved ones, stop eating regularly, stop exercising, stop leaving the house altogether on your days off, you will tell yourself that you are not sick. Your colleagues will probably echo that sentiment themselves, telling you that these feelings are a normal part of training.
But Carrie, where is the line then between some, I even hate to say this, but some suffering as you're going through this incredibly tense period and the, you know, actual diagnosable mental illness?
Well, so a therapist could help you with that, too. Poorman's point is that it's important to know that mental health disorders during medical residency are very common. Here's how she ends her speech.
You are your most important patient because we need you to be healthy. We need you to take care of America's sick. We need you to fight for them. We need you to demand that our dysfunctional and broken system does better. And you cannot do that if it breaks you first.
So that's basically, sounds like what she's trying to do, speaking out to try and change the system.
Right, and ask for better mental health support for young doctors in training, among other things.
Well, Carrie Goldberg is the host of WBUR's Common Health blog. We have a link to the post by Dr. Elizabeth Poorman, the one we've been talking about. That link is at radioboston.org. Carrie, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.